In the weeks following the tsunami, there's been a lot of talk about the lack of looting in Japan's devastated coastal cities. That's, of course, quite a contrast to stories of widespread looting in other countries hit by natural disasters. Japanese speak of their culture of shame, which frowns on committing an act that would disgrace one's family. NPR's John Burnett tried to find out if that really did make a dramatic difference.
To answer the question if there's been less crime after the Japanese tsunami, my translator, Chie Kobayashi, and I come to the town of Kamaishi. Here, the black tide killed at least 600 people, threw an ocean freighter onto the wharf, and blew open thousands of houses and shops, leaving lots of things to steal. Hironori Kodashima, the vice police chief, stands in front of the temporary police station in a plain blue work suit because his uniform was washed away. There have been media reports of limited looting elsewhere in the tsunami's aftermath, an ATM pried open, gas siphoned from disabled vehicles, stolen food, water, and beer. What's the assistant police chief heard?
Yes, we have some reports, confirmed reports, that some money or the bicycles or they're stolen from the house or the shops. And we confirmed it's not the washed away by tsunami, but somebody else did it. But the number is less than 10 so far.
So that's fewer than 10 reports in a city that was home to 40,000 people. While we're interviewing him, a woman walks into the police station holding a soggy wallet. It has the equivalent of $150 in it. I ask a policewoman if this is common.
Actually, we get a lot because lots of wallets are washed away, so lots of them are found.
We want to find out if local people have heard about burglaries after the tsunami. I still remember some of the Katrina survivors in New Orleans who hauled off liquor bottles, Nike sneakers, and flat-screen TVs. Over the course of the day, about half of the 15 people we talked to in Kamaishi say they haven't heard of any looting, and the other half say something like this.
She heard about the thief in this area. She heard many houses and shops were broken into.
But what about her house or her?
They're all right.
They're okay?
They're okay.
Thank you. It always happens to somebody else. It never happens to them.
Someone tells us they heard there was lots of stealing in the seaside village of Unozumai, which is 10 minutes away, so we go there. The scene is even worse than Kamaishi, utter obliteration. The contents of happy houses litter the gray sand, a broken teacup, a futon, a mahjong tile, a statue of a smiling Buddha. The only sound in this wasteland is a ghostly announcement by the local government for free hot baths. And what about thievery? It's the same story. People have heard vaguely about burglars, but no one has any first-hand knowledge. The only actual sighting we have comes from the translator, Chie. She says she saw two men carry some toilet paper and other items out of a shattered drugstore when she was here about a week ago. By the end of the day, the only concrete crime report we encounter is this one. A 68-year-old dry cleaner named Tetsuhiko Kikuchi says on the day after the tsunami, someone stole some food from his apartment. A few days later, he came to check on his place and found some valuables missing.
The necklaces and watches, all the small stuff.
But people are clearly worried. They're patrolling their own neighborhoods. There's a rumor circulating that the thieves are foreigners, gaikokujin. Pernicious rumors in the aftermath of disasters in this country have a historic precedent. After the great Kanto earthquake of 1923, rumors that foreigners were poisoning wells and committing arson and robbery led to the mass murders of Koreans by Japanese mobs. If anybody is going to know if they're thieves about, it's the shobodan, the ubiquitous blue-jacketed volunteer firemen who patrol the city every night. Their chief is Matsuo Wada, a stern 67-year-old retired city councilman. No, he says, they haven't encountered a single looter. Kamaishi is a very safe city. We have received information that there are foreigners walking around committing crimes. He raises his eyebrows skeptically. I cannot tell you if it's true or not. John Burnett, NPR News, in northeastern Japan.